I typed Bert Rodriguez's name into a search engine, and my screen filled with a picture of an intense-looking, shaven-headed Cuban with a black mustache, frozen in the act of slamming a huge and sweaty man into the wall of his gym, the U.S. One Fitness Center in Dania Beach, Florida. "Bert once got my brother to lie on the floor," Stewart said, "and he put a cucumber on his chest, and he blindfolded himself, and wham! He sliced the cucumber in half with a samurai sword. Didn't cut my brother at all. Blindfolded." "Bloody hell," I said. "Bert's one of the most spiritual guys I've ever met," said Stewart. "No, spiritual is the wrong word. He's occultic. He's like a walking embodiment of death. He can stop you at a distance. He can influence physical events just with his mind. If he catches your attention, he can stop you without touching you." Stewart paused. "But he doesn't talk like this. He's the most First Earth Battalion guy I know, but he's incapable of verbalizing it. He's a street fighter from Cuba. With Bert, it's just instinctive, but everyone can see it. That's why people come and train under him." In April 2001, Bert Rodriguez took on a new student. His name was Ziad Jara. Ziad just turned up at the U.S. One Fitness Center one day and said he had heard that Bert was good. Why Ziad chose Bert, of all the martial arts instructors scattered around the Florida shoreline, is a matter of speculation. Maybe Bert's uniquely occultic reputation preceded him, or perhaps it was Bert's military connections. Plus, Bert had once taught the head of security for a Saudi prince. Maybe that was it. Ziad told Bert that he was a businessman who traveled a great deal, and he wanted to learn how to defend himself if a group attacked him. "I liked Ziad a lot," Bert Rodriguez said when I called him. "He was very humble, very quiet. He was in good shape, very diligent." "What did you teach him?" I asked.
"The chokehold," said Bert. "You use it to put someone to sleep or kill them. I taught him the chokehold and the kamikaze spirit. You need a code you'd die for, a do-or-die desire. And that's what gives you the sixth sense, the ability to see into the opponent and know if he's bluffing. Yeah, I taught him the chokehold and the kamikaze spirit. Ziad was a soccer player. I'd much rather have a soccer player beside me in a fight than a black belt in taekwondo. The soccer player can dodge and dive." There was a silence.